Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hi, welcome to today's episode of Optimize My Life. Have a healthy mind.
You're cutting out a bit there, Mary.
Who's this?
Oh, hey, it is April, and welcome to
Derek. April's Derek.
Oh, hey. Mary's running a little bit behind, but Optimize My Life presents Knowing Health, Nutrition, and You, where we explore how to have a healthy relationship with food and how to teach our kids to do the same. We'll also discuss our own healthy relationships and how our healthy relationships with food can influence our children's attitudes towards food. Tune in to hear more about this important topic. How are you, Derek?
Good. How are you? Where are you from?
I am from New England, and I'm kind of Mary's co-host for this evening, but not evening, sorry. I need more coffee. morning, so to speak. But I am from New England, and Mary kind of recruited me to have my own nutrition show, which is actually going to be on Wednesdays at the same time. So that's that. Yeah, tell me where you're from, Derek.
Tennessee.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so tell me what your relationship with food is like.
I don't know.
You don't know. So, well, lucky for you, that's what we're going to dive into. Okay, so since Mary's running a little behind, I'm just going to take over. But So my relationship with food basically started out when I was basically in second grade, only in second grade. And I come from a half Italian family. So like we worshiped food. We still worship food like no other in family time. And this caused me, I don't know if like the culture caused me to be a little more, I don't want to say heftier than the other girls in my grade, but it kind of did. And my relationship with food was very obscure. And I remember being introduced to diet culture when I was in second grade. And I eventually fell out of place with some of the girls in my grade. And then eventually eighth grade, I developed anorexia nervosa. And wasn't officially diagnosed, but that was basically what it was. And it was also tied to a little bit of obsessive compulsive disorder. So that's that. I would look in the mirror because I would just be like, wow, I look 4 months pregnant, or like, which wasn't true at all. Like obviously body dysmorphia had a little bit of something to do in there. So yeah. And then eventually in high school, I became a three-season athlete, and my relationship with food changed because I was constantly, like, burning sugar, being, like, the three-season runner that I was. And then came freshman year of college, and I basically, freshman year of college came, and I basically just, ate whatever I wanted because, like, I had food at my disposal and a meal plan that, like, lasted forever. And, yeah, and then eventually, flash forward to, actually, it was 2022 of this month, February, and I got diabetes. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes based on my Carrie Bradshaw-esque lifestyle that I was living, you know, drinking wine and wining, dining. And, and then obviously my relationship with food then changed again, and I wrote a cookbook based on diabetic-friendly recipes and what I've tried and what I've, tried in success, sort of, so to speak. Yeah, and I basically just became an expert in nutrition and a certified nutritionist. So, yeah, that's my story.
Well, you on the Hope Collection?
I'm sorry?
Are you for the Hope Collection?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Are you part
of
the Hope Collection?
No, can you hear
me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Mary.
Awesome, thank you. Sorry, I was having
no
some
problem.
Connection
problems. I was kind of running the show for you.
You're doing awesome. Good starter for Wednesday.
Awesome.
So, Derek is a regular that comes on our show.
Oh.
He's the advocate for the Hope Collection, which is part of the organization that sponsors our radio show.
Oh, fun. Well,
so,
nice to officially meet you, Derek. And, sorry if I bored you with my long story there, but that was kind of my relationship with food, and I'm here to talk about it.
You know, you talked about when you were young about having a struggle with eating and with your relationship with food. Did that have anything to do with the way you grew up? Like, you know, your parents forcing you to eat everything on your plate or...
Well, they didn't force me to eat. I mean, they didn't really force me to eat everything that was on my plate. I mean, like, my mom always said, like, you know, if you're full, you're full. And my dad said the same thing. And, like I said, my family's half Italian. So, like, I'm always, like, exposed to, like, the mangia, mangia, and, which means eat in Italian. And, which I always thought was, like, munch, but with, like, emphasis on the H. But, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that was me growing up. And really what I was exposed to, and then eventually in fifth grade, I remember kind of just delving into healthier eating after a boy who I've known since literally kindergarten called me pregnant in chorus because I was carrying extra body fat. And I remember telling my mom that summer, like, you know, I'm starting to get a little thinner, and I kind of like it. And she's like, honey, you don't have to worry about that. So I could tell, like, as a parent herself, like, I'm not a parent yet, but I could tell that she was worried. And, looking back on it, it's just like, why would you have, like, your daughter go on a diet, which she didn't. Like, I only did it myself.
No, and that's, you brought that up, putting kids on diets, you know.
Yeah,
a lot.
I mean,
we're in this very extreme health conscious world now, and it's like there's a diet for every lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally believe that. Yeah, there are several diets that I've learned when I was becoming a certified nutritionist. And one of them, I think it's called the Zone Diet. I don't completely agree with. Unfortunately, I can't memorize it at the top of my head this morning because I need coffee in my brain. And, So, but I recently interviewed Amelia Sherry, and she actually is a registered dietitian, and she is also the author of Diet Proof Your Daughter. And Diet Proof Your Daughter is essentially about basically, like, being conscious about, like, the way that your daughter talks about food and just to not be dismissive of the fact that your daughter may be struggling with her body image. And that's the thing. Like, growing up, I was worrying about my body image since I was in second grade. How awful is that?
And I go through that with my daughter because she was built like me. So she's a little chunky, but it's not. But the thing is she's, you know, the digital age. So she sees and hears about all these things. And, you know, of course, I, you know, work with families to begin with. So she overhears some of the conversations. So she's got the struggle. And the one thing, you know, we talk about a lot, especially with special needs kids. You know, parents all of a sudden go to these extremes. They cut everything out of their diet without medical reason for it. You know, no milk, no dairy, no fat, no gluten, no sugars, no this.
Yeah.
Because
so
there's so many theories on what causes, especially like autism, what causes it. So, you know, these will cure it without anything.
Yeah, like I had a friend who, I have a friend who is on the spectrum, and her mother doesn't let her drink anything with caffeine in it, and she doesn't allow, this is a really interesting, kind of diversion from food, but she doesn't like iceberg lettuce because she claims it has no nutritional value, and which I have to disagree with because romaine lettuce and any green obviously provide nutritional value. I mean, like greens are like one of the foods that can actually make you like significantly happy. Like, I don't know about you, but like I always like am a sucker for a good salad, and doesn't matter if I'm using iceberg, doesn't matter if I'm using romaine or spinach. Like, I always like my salads.
Oh, yeah, I love salads. And, like, my daughter naturally craves spinach over lettuce, so I have to spinach for her. Yeah, she's my strange child. We always tease her because when you tell her she gets a treat from the store, she literally wants to buy the produce aisle. Like, her favorite food and treat is tomatoes.
Wow. Wow, that's definitely more a mature palate than when I was growing up. you can't even get me to eat, like, a raw tomato, so.
Oh, she eats them like apples.
She doesn't like apples?
No, she eats them like apples. I mean, literally, like, I'll buy, like, 2 pounds for tacos. I get one.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, I misheard you there. But, yeah, like, she eats them like apples. Wow. I'm the opposite.
You know. Well, my son's the opposite. He won't touch fruits.
Really?
To save his life.
Any particular
and he's
reason?
He's on the spectrum. He's autistic, but, you know, and it might be a sensory thing. I don't know. I don't force him to eat anything. You know, like, the misconception is, like, potatoes. There's some bogus information going out about how unhealthy they are for you. It's like eggs.
Yeah. And, yeah, there was, I remember I was looking for places to pitch to, just to, like, get my name out there. And, there was, like, this one outlet that was pitching a story about how potatoes are good for you. And honestly, I don't know the answers to that, but I do know that it is a healthy carbohydrate. And that's, like, there's a really huge misconception. Yeah, the potato. And there's a really huge misconception behind carbohydrates. Like, I remember when I was growing up, there were, like, TV shows on, say, the Disney Channel and Nickelodeon saying, like, oh, my God, that's carbs. Like, I'm like, what's wrong with carbs? And I come to find out this bogus information about them, and because really clearly whoever was doing the research was not, well informed. So I went ahead and did my own research, and carbohydrates are actually supposed to be in your diet. So, like, you're supposed to have 100 to 35 grams of carbohydrates per day.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
Once again, TV shows teach us that you're not supposed to eat that. And you have, and that's what bugs me the most, is a lot of the teenage shows, or shows designed for, you know, the young kids, or the middle kids, the preteens to the teens, that target what you should look like, what you should eat. And I remember growing up, and then it got worse into the early 2000s with, like, Clueless and different teen movies coming out. It's like we're programming our kids to eat an unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, basically. Like, I remember in the movie Clueless specifically, like, don't get me wrong, I love that movie. I watch it because it's my comfort movie. And
it's a great movie. I love it.
Like, yeah, I love it. I love Alicia Silverstone and the late Brittany Murphy, may she rest, and Breckenmeyer and all that jazz. Paul Rudd. I mean, come on. And at one point she says, like, let's have a calorie fest. And at one point she says, like, some misguided information. Like, I know she said this to be funny, but it was like, or the writers put that in there for her to be funny. But she says, like, oh, you lose weight by cutting like the little I guess it was like a piece of cake or something, and lose weight by cutting into small bits, which is like obviously not true. But before that, Dion, I forget who plays Dion, but Dion says, like, are you sure that's fat-free? And that's another thing. The aspect of things being non-fat, you actually do want the fat in your diet. It's the sugar that will not necessarily kill you, but it will, like, affect you badly.
But kids do need sugar on moderation.
Oh, yeah,
they
do.
You know, and that's where I've gotten a lot of slack from my family or my husband's family, because so I have my fruits, my vegetables, my stuff sitting out, but then I have the snacks. You know, we have the nutty bars and chips and junk like that. And so instead of not allowing them to have it, I teach them how to eat it properly.
Right.
So they learn from a start to, you can have this, but eat this first.
Right.
Don't rely on that. Because I believe, personally, you know, a lot of kids who don't have access to this stuff and never taught how to eat it are the ones that end up with the unhealthy habits of binge eating this garbage because they never got a chance to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, like, I remember when I was in college, my first year of college, I was with this guy at the time. And he thought I would gain weight by eating cottage cheese. And cottage cheese is actually super good for you. It can actually promote weight loss. And I'm just sitting there like, it's not going to make you fat. Like, what are you talking about? And
that promotes weight loss.
Sorry?
That promotes weight loss.
Yeah,
cottage cheese helps with weight loss.
Yeah. Cottage
cheese
does. Cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun fact. I wrote a whole blog post about cottage cheese, actually. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Let's see. Health benefits of cinnamon. Yep, 6 facts about cottage cheese. Yeah, this is my whole spiel. Yeah, it can help prevent insulin resistance. It can promote bone strength and enhance bone health. It's packed with casein protein, which, if you don't know what casein protein is, it basically promotes muscle gain and prevent muscle breakdown. And it can obviously help you lose weight, and it contains vitamin B, calcium, phosphorus, and selenium. And it is perfectly paired with berries or melon, and of course, greens. And I personally like to drizzle my cottage cheese with olive oil just to get that healthy omega-3 and sprinkle sea salt for taste. Can I tell you, yum.
Excuse me. Derek's working on weight training and building muscle mass and losing weight
oh,
at
no
the same
way.
Time.
Oh, no way. Then this is perfect for him.
I know, cottage cheese is either you like it or you don't.
Yeah.
But you can, my mom would always shove it in lasagna.
Really?
And she put it in, in between the layers of lasagna for us.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's definitely a healthier alternative to...
Instead of the cottage cheese.
Huh?
What's that?
Some people put cottage cheese in lasagna instead of ricotta cheese.
Yeah, she did both,
to say that.
It was more like a filler, but, she always made... She took dark chocolate. And it was a snack for us when we were kids, especially around Christmas. And I know Ron, the president, his wife makes this. It's an old German thing. But you take mashed potatoes and you add a little bit of coconut to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you pour them into balls and then you put them in the fridge to cool or harden. And then you dip them in dark chocolate.
Oh, wow. Wow, that sounds really tasty.
You never know it was mashed potatoes. My mom wouldn't tell us for the longest time what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because she thought that because, it was actually healthier for you. Because dark chocolate is, in moderation, is healthy for you.
Oh, yeah.
She thought we wouldn't need it anymore.
Yeah. And something to, kind of teach, everyone's kids for everyone who's listening into this is have your kids, enjoy... obviously, they can have a sweet snack, but studies have shown that dessert, right after a meal or something, is actually better for you than just having a sweet snack out of nowhere. And I think that's kind of where my mom would bust me for reaching into the cookie jar and just getting a cookie, Yeah, I actually got that piece of information from who is called the Glucose Goddess on Instagram. That's Jessie and Shaste, and she is the author of The Glucose Revolution.
I always look back, and a lot of things that we say now were the old traditions back in the day.
Right.
You used to always have dinner, and then after dinner, you had a family dessert. And sometimes it was even just Jell-O. We kind of got away from that. Now we're talking about it all over again, you need to do it this way because it's healthier. Well, that's what we've been doing for decades that we just stopped doing because we had the misconception that it was bad for us.
Oh, yeah. We didn't know the science behind it. It's crazy. It's funny how it all comes together when you're an adult.
and modern technology proves theories and logic from years ago. Oh, you were right. You're smart.
I learned it by basically consuming literature, as much literature as I could over this past summer. And I was reading, The Diabetes Code by Dr. Jason Fung and, of course, The Glucose Revolution, The Wellness Project. And it was, it was a very enlightening summer. Yeah, let's put it that way.
Well,
and
that's what we
got to
make sure.
Also,
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you got to make sure when you read these, look for resources online. They're from reputable sources, not just something that's on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, don't go on Wikipedia. I'm sorry. Just don't. Like, I've learned that in, like, fifth grade. Like, my fifth grade teacher was, like, she told my entire class, basically, like, you know, if you when you go to college and you look up something on Wikipedia and you present it to your professors, they'll laugh at you. Like, I don't know if that's like her personal experience, but yeah, like it's not reputable. I mean, they have these add-ons. It's nuts.
Oh, wow. We're almost out of time for today.
Yeah.
Today went by really fast.
It did. Time flies when you're having fun.
Always. So join us today at noon Eastern on Hometown Heroes, where we highlight our very own country boy, Brad Country Boy Dorsey.
Yeah. You don't want to miss that.
It's a rare treat that we get to pin Country Boy down and make him talk about himself. Normally he talks about everybody else. We're making him talk about himself.
Exactly.
And all the different things he does.
Gotta love Country Boy. Now.
Oh, he's fun.
Yeah,
and then join
guy.
Us back here next on Wednesday at the same time, 8:30 Eastern time. What's April, and she talks about
diabetes and nutrition.
I'll be there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
How
are
you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I had to set my alarm just to make sure I wake up for the show.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's kind of like the morning show without Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, if you watch that on Apple TV. But
it's fine.
Well, coming up this summer, we're going to have our own channel on Apple and Roku.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, changes are coming, and they're good changes, so stay tuned.
So, you know, for people like April, we could be adding cooking shows onto that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. Always fun.
Hi, April.
Hi. Hi, sweetie.
So thank you for joining us today, where it's all we have time for. Have a good day. We'll see you back here at noon. Bye for now.
Thank you, guys.
Mary.
Thank you.
Yes, Eric.
Can I call you?
I'm on the road. I'm on the way to the doctor's office. I've been really busy.
Yeah. All righty.